वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह। लेट मी शेयर अ लाइफ ट्रांसफॉर्मिंग इंसिडेंट ऑफ माई लाइफ विद यू। आई वॉज अबाउट 17 ईयर्स ओल्ड। आई हैड जस्ट कम बैक फ्रॉम माई इंग्लिश ट्यूशन इन द इवनिंग एंड आई वेंट इन टू द किचन, सॉ माई मॉम क्राइंग। आई आस्क्ड हर व्हाट हैपेंड। शी सेड nothing in the beginning, and then she told me that I'm not supposed to tell anybody that dad has lost a lot of money. A customer ran away with taking a very big amount of money. It was about equivalent to about 50,000 US in those times. I didn't have the sense of money so much, but I knew that if our school fees for the entire year was about 200 US, 50,000 US was a very big amount. So I got very upset. I couldn't even speak to anybody. And in the evening, my dad came back from badminton, sat on the dinner table. I kept on looking at his face, but he had no reaction. He kept on eating his food. He saw me. He said, "What's wrong with you?" I said nothing. In the beginning, I kept on saying nothing. Then I couldn't control it. I said, "Dad, I know about it. Why can't you share with me? I'm grown up enough to be able to carry this burden of yours. At least share with me that you lost money." He looked at me and he said, "Beta, I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to share something with you, which is going to be a very important lesson for you to remember forever." He said, "Putar, when I came from India about 20 years ago, when I came to this country, I had $8 in my pocket. And at that time, I thought to myself, if I go back to India, by making $20, I would have multiplied the money that I have in my pocket by 2.5 times. I would be successful even if I had $20 to go back to India. After that arrival of mine, I have made a lot of money. I have a car, I have a house, my children are educated from a good school. I have enough to eat, a badminton racket to play the game. I have everything, better. Money comes and it goes, but I am a successful man as long as I am more than $8 in my pocket." That attitude of his when he said to me, "Putar, continue eating your food. Don't spoil the moment. Money will come again. Don't worry about it." Years later, when I read these verses in Gurbani, "Nange aavan nange jana, ko na rehe raja rana," I always am reminded of what he said. I had $8 when I came to this country. And Guru Sahib says, "Nange aavan nange jana." When we came into this world, when we were born with nothing. We were born naked. And when we die, we will die naked. We are not going to take anything away from this world with us. So we come barehanded. We will go barehanded. Whatever we earn during this lifetime, it's all a bonus. It's all a plus. As my dad said, if I am able to make even $20 when I go back, I would consider myself as successful. That's exactly what happens with us. We are sometimes faced with a lot of ups and downs of life. We get disappointed, we get disheartened, we lose money, we lose relationships, we feel bad. But this one line that reminds us, "Nange aavan nange jana, ko na rehe raja rana." Even the kings and the monarchs who made a lot, in the end, they will all go empty-handed. Does that mean money is not important? It is very important. It is important to be able to have a good living, no doubt about that. It is important to have a comfortable life, which comes with money. I'm no one to doubt that. But one thing I'm always reminded, if we have earned enough smiles, memories, moments of life, relations, a few hugs, and a laughter here and there, we have earned a lot. We are much richer than we can even imagine. Because after all, nobody's going to take anything from here, right? In Thai tradition, they have this tradition of putting a coin in the mouth of the corpse when they have to cremate the dead body. They put the coin in that mouth. And normally they believe that after this journey, when the person has to travel, this is the token or the fees that has to be paid. I asked one of the monks one day, I said, they put this coin, is it really only because of that belief? He smiled and he said, you know what? Actually, I think the origin must have been that put the coin in that person's mouth because he must have earned a lot in his life. And yet what he's able to take away from this life is just one coin. Nange aavan, nange jaana, ko na rehe raja rana. Even the kings and the monarchs and the rich people who have amassed a lot of money will all go empty-handed. All they can amass, all they can collect are a few good moments of life that they can share with people, that they can share themselves with other people and make the lives of others and themselves better. That's all you can earn here. Thank you very much for listening, Ji. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.